Hi, and welcome to the Rags to Riches Show with myself, Terry Blackburn. So this podcast is all about inspiring you, motivating you, pushing you on to achieve more in your life, whether that's in business, property, your health and fitness, your personal life, every part of your life. This podcast hopefully will help you achieve more, do more, and get to where you want to be. So just before the episode starts, I have just launched a new website called terryblackburnproperty.com. On there, I've got all of the services that I offer. So one-to-one coaching in business, property, time management, goal setting, sales, persuasion, loads of different things on there. I've got some online courses, some one-to-one coaching courses as well. So please have a look on there. Really appreciate your support. And if you want to get involved, you want some more specific help from me, you want some more one-to-one coaching and assistance from me to help you to get to where you want to be, it's all on there. Also got a couple of books on Amazon and Audible, The Be A Lion, which has won multiple awards worldwide now, and The Power of P's is the new one, all about the different P words: profit, power, perspective, purpose, etc. I hope you'll really enjoy. One last thing from me, if you enjoy these podcasts and you benefit from them, you learn from them, all I ask is that you share it with your friends and family or someone who you think the episode is relevant to. And you leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. That would massively help. The more shares we get, the bigger guests I can get on the podcast, the more people we can help and the more I can grow the show. So thank you so much. Get in touch if you like what you're listening to. And don't just take notes, take action. Hi, and welcome to the Rags to Riches Show with myself, Terry Blackburn. So today's guest is a very good friend of mine. Known each other for quite some time. We've worked together, and I class him as a good friend. He's doing some big things in property. He's an ex-accountant. Went full-time in property this year, I believe. He was doing so much sourcing and doing a lot of deals himself. Going from strength to strength in property. So I suggest at the end of the show, give him a follow. Good friend of mine, Ant Thompson. Hi, Ant.
Hello, Terry. Thanks very much for having me on. Looking forward to chatting to you today after we've worked together for quite a while.
A couple of years nearly, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. No, you're a great guy, Ant. I'm really, really liking you. You're doing some mega, mega things. And we worked together initially one-on-one, and then we went, Ant's now joined the mastermind with me and Mark Shaw. Already doing deals, really, really active. So I thought it would be a good episode to get you on, talk about your experience on the mastermind and how things are kind of going, and then also tell everybody about your sort of story, journey, and what you're currently doing and how you managed to get out of a corporate full-time position in property. So first of all, how have you found the mastermind so far? And is anything that in particular that you've learned from me and Mark?
So I think the main thing with the masterminds is it teaches you a completely different way of property investing. And when people are first starting out, one of the big challenges is having access to capital. And traditional approaches to property investing requires capital of some form, you know, some form of capital, whether it's £50,000, £100,000, you need cash behind you to get going. But what the mastermind, the Lifestyle Investor Mastermind, teaches you is new ways to kind of do deals without huge sums of capital. So you've got the assisted sales, for example, where, you know, you're looking at properties which would be a flip, if you like it, is in like kind of traditional property investing sense. And that was the first thing we kind of started with. And you know, the interesting thing was looking through what that would actually cost in cash, say a £200,000 house, to actually flip it with cash. You know, you need the £200,000 or whatever, or with a bridge, you need the £50,000 plus the refurbishment cost. So you need big sums of cash to be able to do deals in the traditional sense. With an assisted sale, all you need is the refurbishment cost, which could be £20,000 or even some small ones. The one that I've agreed is going to be £10,000. And your legal fees should be, you know, £1,500. So from that, you could be profiting £20,000, £30,000, depending on the deal. But the ability to do those deals isn't restricted by having access to huge sums of capital. And then similarly, so what we've been getting on to, you know, more recently on the masterminds is lease options, which, you know, are a huge tool to have, you know, at your disposal. And again, you know, you could be doing no money down deals or you know, typically it's never no money down, but it's low money down. Yeah. Sometimes there might be no money down deals, you know, but obviously they're harder to come by. But, you know, you're always probably going to need your legal fees for a start. So low money down, you know, having a few thousand pounds and doing a lease option could make you between £10,000 and, you know, it could be in excess of £100,000 if you leave it for years and the property goes up in value. So it's really teaching you all these alternative methods to invest in property and showing you that there are other ways to make money out of property without doing it in the traditional sense. And yeah, that's probably quite a good summary I would have of it. Obviously, there's other parts of the course as well. So the likes of title splits that we're going to come on to in a few weeks' time. Raising finance as well. So obviously, I kind of talked about, you know, the limitations of not having huge sums of capital to stop you from doing, you know, your typical flip deals or even buy a letter or anything, BRRR. The way we get taught now to raise finance is like a stepping stone to allow you to start raising capital. And I'd never heard of anyone that teaches you how to raise finance in that way before. You know, you just hear people going on about on social media, oh, I've just raised £100,000, and you're sat there and you've never raised a penny in your life. And you think, like, how am I going to raise £100,000? But the way Mark and you have taught us to kind of do it is, you know, it's like a stepping stone almost. And it's allowed me to start having those conversations, which I was almost too scared to have a year ago. So yeah, that's probably quite a good summary of it. Yeah.
No, I appreciate the feedback. And that is what we're trying to do. And, you know, I did Mark's course, as you know, years and years ago, and that's how me and him sort of met. And I found the same. It's very much, it's so different to what everybody else is talking about. It's the complete opposite pretty much of the traditional route. But it's a very effective way. It's a very structured way, but you can scale it, like you say, scale a lot quicker. Instead of doing a flip and putting all of your cash into one deal, you could spread it over 4, 5, 10. That depends on how much capital you've got, of course, by these low money down strategies. And they are very, very profitable if you get them right, of course. And the raising money, you're completely right. We haven't put this on social media yet, but up until last week, as a group, you included, have raised 1.3 million in angel finance just from following Mark's methods. It definitely works. And the stepping stone analogies, spot on. I've always questioned these people on social media when they're like, they're brand new to it and they're like, I've just raised £250,000. I'm like, have you? Or, you know, how on earth have you managed that? But Ben, I appreciate the feedback, man. I know you're doing some great stuff because you've already agreed an assisted sale, haven't you? And Mark helped with the negotiations throughout that, didn't he? And you kind of followed the process. Do you want to tell us a little bit about the deal, or can you tell us a bit about the deal?
Yeah, so it wasn't the most straightforward one. So it'd been an auction property. It was up for about £70,000, and it wasn't an auction property. You know, you get this sometimes with estate agents. They'll you know, it was on with I Am Sold. It's one of these online auction companies, and they charge £6,000, and the agent that sends them the deal gets half of that. So, a typical sales fee for an estate agent is about £1,200. So straight away, they're incentivized to put properties on the auction track with I Am Sold because they'll get £3,000 instead of £1,000, basically. So this woman had come along, this lady had come along and said she'd come into quite a sizable amount of cash inheritance, and she thought, right, I'm going to buy a bigger home for my family. And she went to the estate agent and said, I've got my home to sell now. I've not got a home to buy. And they said, right, came out and looked at it, said, right, this should go on the auctions. So I was having a look through Rightmove, whatever. I find a lot of deals on market. You know, I know you've said that in the past, that they're on there, and this kind of proves it. And I went along, and this is another good tip as well. I managed to get a viewing, which was at 6 p.m. at night, out of estate agent opening times. So it was direct there with the vendor. The vendor was there, and she was showing me around the house. And she was really, really, really frustrated with the estate agents, because this property had been up for sale for 6 months, you know, but it was on the auctions, but it wasn't an auction property. It was really, you know, it was really for a first time buyer or a landlord. But, you know, typically an auction property, you're only prepared to pay £6,000 fees if you're going to make that back on the equity you're generating from refurbishing it. So it hadn't sold. And I went along anyways, and one of the things that we get taught on the course is get the vendor's email address. So, you know, I'm quite good at chatting to vendors now and agents. You taught me a lot of the skills for that. So anyways, I was chatting away, and I was just talking to her, and I could sense she was really, really pissed off at the agent. And I kind of just said, you know, well, why don't you take my email address? Send me an email. If you do want me to go through the agents, then I don't have a problem with that. That's absolutely fine. Sometimes it's a little bit easier to do a deal direct when you're taking the agent and the auction house out of the equation. There might be something we're able to do here. So that was at 6 p.m. whatever. I left the property, and then she sent me an email later on that night. And then I was emailing back and forth. And then after a couple of initial emails, that's when I showed it to Mark. Said to Mark, you know, I've got this property here. It would work for, it fitted my business model. And what I do is social housing. So I'm going to put a social housing contract on this property. So after a renovation, reconfiguring the property and whatnot, I'll be able to either sell it on for, so I'm trying to think, 110 is what the comparables I'm going to be able to show a worth. So 110. So I had 70 grand up to 110 with about £10,000 refurb. I thought, great, that's like, you know, £30,000 profit potential there, you know, just high level. And, you know, then Mark took over and started helping, you know, a bit of input in the emails, and he was helping me negotiate it, you know, and Mark comes in, he kind of helps you word it. And then I was going back and forth. And she basically agreed to, I think it was £70,000. She agreed to £70,000. And I thought, you know, happy days, right, here we go. I've got my first deal on the go. And then she went a little bit quiet for a couple of days. And you'll know it's never good when someone goes quiet. And I sent her a follow-up email. She says, I've got some bad news. Someone's bought the property on the auction. So someone had triggered the reserve price. And as soon as they trigger the reserve price and put the fees down, that's it. You know, contractually, the seller's obliged to go with it. So anyways, I went back to the group chat. I showed Mark and whatnot, and I was like, this has happened. And Mark basically said, you know, you've got quite a lot of scope in there, or quite a lot of a cushion in that. You know, you're going to make quite a bit of profit. Do you think you might be able to go up? So I was having a look over the numbers. I thought, well, yeah, I probably could. Went back to her in the end, and I said, go and tell the, or go and ask the auction house what it's going to cost to pull the property from the auction. And, well, I think, yeah, I said, would you be interested in £80,000? So I was able to increase my offer by £10,000 up from the 70 because I had that margin in it. Because I was doing it as an assisted sale, and I didn't have all the interest fees on a bridge and all this stuff. And I said, would you be interested in £80,000? If so, go and ask the auction house what it's going to take, what the penalty is going to be, get out of the deal. So she went back to the auction house. And anyways, it transpired in the end that they must have messed up on the contract or something, or hadn't signed it, or they hadn't done it properly, because they basically told her that there was no penalty to get out of the auction and she was free to walk away. So obviously at that point, I'd offered her 80 after the auction was like, whatever, 70 odd. So she was like, right, see you later, auction house. I obviously didn't say she was going with me, but, and then I was able to agree that deal. So that's going through legals at the minute, yeah.
So that's about a 10 outlay, 20 profit. So you'll get about 30 back. Your 10 back that you spend plus about 20 profit. Is that about right?
Yeah, about that. And interestingly, I'm actually looking at potentially trying to convert that into a lease option for myself to keep now. So obviously you'll know that so you agree it as an assisted sale initially, and up until exchange, you're still able to negotiate on the terms. So basically an assisted sale, you know, we've negotiated so far a 9-month delayed completion. A lease option would be just extending that to, 2 years, 5 years, or whatever it may be. Yeah, yeah. So.
And that's a real life example of, you know, after a short couple of sessions with Morgan on the mastermind, you learn a complete different way. And some people listening to that, you might be thinking, oh, what's all that about? What's an assisted sale? You know, exchange of the day completion. It's not, it may sound complicated, but it's actually not that complicated once you understand how. And it's always creating a win for you, the investor, and the win for the vendor. And a lot of the time, the win for the estate agent as well. Everybody's winning in these scenarios. They're getting what they want. You're getting what you want. And it's not that complicated once you know how. But the high level numbers is you're only putting in 10 grand. So again, there might be people listening to this who don't have 50, 60 grand to start doing projects themselves, or 200 grand, but they may have 10, 20 grand. This is a legit way to do that, for sure. So what about any mindset shifts that you've experienced? And you've talked about this is very different, the way that we do it compared to the traditional route, but any big sort of mindset shifts or changes that you've had since joining the mastermind?
Yeah, I think just having all these extra tools, and obviously a big part of the stuff you've done on the course, your content's a lot of like mindset and motivational kind of stuff, which helps a lot. So combining the two together, I think, gives you the kind of kick up the arse. I mean, not that I need that, because I'm a very, you know, quite a motivated person in many ways, but the stuff that you've taught on the motivation and the discipline and all that kind of side of things, it does keep it at the forefront of your mind. So that definitely helps keep you very active. And, you know, I'd learned a lot of that from you initially, because you'd coached me for a year in anyways. So, you know, whilst it might not have been, you know, that like fresh for me to hear, a lot of the other people, it will have given them definitely the kind of kick up the arse they needed. But what you teach with regards to kind of activity and all that side of things, combining that with the stuff that Mark teaches, it just creates a really kind of centered approach to go out and start actually doing deals. And the mindset about being able to approach, it's like what I mentioned earlier about flips, right? You get to a certain point in any investment area where flips aren't very feasible to do. You and I both invest in the Northeast, and say around Newcastle, it's probably around about that £200,000 mark. And you get to the point where, you know, flipping a property in the traditional sense doesn't really work, because unless it's a ridiculous deal, you know, it's obviously subjective for any deal, but it becomes difficult to do, because once you start factoring in the bridging costs and stuff, or the cost of money, it kills a lot of the profit. But for an assisted sale, you know, you're not factoring in all that stuff. So it's the mindset about being able to do more deals, because you've got from the opportunities you go and get, So I'd say that's what the course teaches you. Your side of the stuff teaches people to go out and find the leads, all the lead generation, promoting everything from your social media to start, you know, working with other people, going out and being active. And then Mark's side of the course combines to give you more tools to be able to make more of the leads you generate from your, like, from your content. It combines to work quite well together, really. Having having those other tools in the toolkit, like, to be able to do more deals, really, is how the mindset shifted, I guess.
I love that. Love that. If anyone's thinking about joining the course, what would you say to them? Would you recommend it? What would you say?
Yeah, I would thoroughly recommend it, you know. So I'd obviously worked with you for a year before that, and you'd obviously taught me a lot. And I was at a point at the back end of last year, we were obviously chatting about it, like, okay, well, what next for me? And it was coincidentally around the time you were starting the mastermind. And it's, well, basically, you know, the way you kind of described it to me was what I just said, in terms of giving me all these other tools to be able to go out and do deals, like, where I was going to be wasting opportunities otherwise. So it's, you know, don't get me wrong, like, you know, for people, you need some basic knowledge of property investments, but for people that have got experience in property, having these tools at your disposal is, you know, second to none, because otherwise you're wasting opportunities. And the possibilities as well are endless. You know, you can apply these, you can apply a lease option to anything. And seeing what Mark's doing is, you know, absolutely incredible. It's astonishing. And I've spoken to other people as well that have done the course in the past. I've got a few friends that have done the course in the past, and it's like seeing what they're achieving now, like people going on to do lease options on hotels, guest houses, like some of the deals I've seen, or I'm seeing these people do, is just, it's obviously quite inspirational. So, and obviously you get talked through a lot of that on the course. So, you know, a big part of the course is looking at examples and how people have done these kind of deals before.
No, I love that. So, yeah. No, man, yeah. That's spot on. And he does have a lot of, as do I, a lot of success stories just by, you know, actually teaching. I think what we do different compared to a lot of these educators, do, they teach you a concept, they talk you through a concept, but they don't teach you the implementation, how to actually do that strategy step by step. And this is what you do first, this is what you do next, this is how you negotiate, this is, don't teach you that bit to them. They teach you the concept of something, but not how to implement that concept or strategy. And that's what we try and make a big thing of. I appreciate that. So thank you so much for coming on. It's great to hear your feedback. But I know you do a lot of things, and I know you're helping a lot of investors overseas and in the UK, from different parts of the UK as well. So could you give us an overview of how you can help anybody who's listening? Because I know a lot of people do struggle to find deals, and I know that you find some cracking deals because I've seen a lot of them. how can you help others? And what's the best way for anybody to find you or to start to work with you?
Yeah, so I mean, I run a sourcing business, put in simple terms, you know. An investment property brokerage is the more kind of professional term for it. I specialize in social housing. So I've sourced over £4 million worth. It's around 50 properties now over the last kind of year alone. Yeah, well, yeah, 18 months or so. And most of that the majority of that is in the Northeast. I'm also looking to expand, but I work with investors that are kind of cash rich, and they want to set up a high cash flowing property business, is what I talk to people about. And social housing allows you to do that a lot more quickly than with buy-to-lets, for example, because you'd typically be earning, you know, £200, £250 off a buy-to-let cash flow on each month. With the deals that I source my investors, you're typically talking a minimum of around £500. So you're talking about half the amount of time. Or if you go into the HMOs, we do a lot of social housing HMOs, you're talking £900, £1,000 cash flow a month. So yeah, I work with investors to help them start and scale a high cash flowing property business through social housing in the Northeast. And doing it up in the Northeast and doing it in social housing just, you know, exacerbates the returns that are achievable through investing in property. You know, I see a lot of people that do kind of buy to let sourcing, but it's slow. So if you are looking to get out of your job or, you know, cut down on your hours, investing in social housing, these higher cash flowing properties will do that quicker for you. So yeah, I'm looking for investors to work with all the time. We are growing the sourcing business, we are scaling things up. So mainly Northeast at the minute, or sorry, it is fully Northeast at the minute, but also going to be expanding that into Yorkshire and the Northwest as well, as we start to grow a bit further. So yeah, please reach out to me if you are looking to invest in social housing deals.
Okay, great. And what's the best way for them to reach out? Is it Instagram, Facebook, or know you're on everything pretty much, aren't you? So what's the best way to reach out?
Yeah, so yeah, Facebook, it's Ant Thompson. Instagram, it's Ant_Thompson. LinkedIn is Ant Thompson as well. But yeah, Facebook or Instagram are probably the main ones, yeah.
Okay, great. And you've got like a WhatsApp group as well, haven't you, where people can jump in and you put all of your deals in there? Because you do have quite a lot of investors, don't you?
Yeah, we've got quite a lot of investors that, yeah, we opened, the start of the WhatsApp. So I basically went full time into property in December. And I thought, right, you know, I'm going to be scaling things up quite a bit now. So in December, we launched the WhatsApp group, which is like a deals community. So I post the deals in the WhatsApp group. They don't tend to stick around very long. So you've got to be quick if you are in there. But I work on a bespoke basis as well with clients, some clients that want to go with that side of the sourcing as well. So yeah.
Great. No, I love that. And no, thanks, mate. It's good to chat with you. It's actually really nice to see, because I like you. You know, friends as well as sort of colleagues, I suppose you could say. It's great to see your progress, mate. Like from when we started working together in last January 23, to sort of finding your first deals and things, to then getting into a position where you're making substantial money, finding a substantial amount of deals, and then being able to go full time into property and watching your progress and your income and everything go up. And I'm sure it'll only continue to go up because you're a grafter, there is me. And yeah, man, I'm excited to see how big you can take it and how far you can go. And thank you for coming on, man. And hopefully it's inspired somebody to look at the more creative things. Hopefully it's inspired people to think, you know, regardless of if you're in a corporate job or just a normal job, you know, you're no different to me, I'm no different to you, and we're no different to any of the other listeners. You've just got to put the graft in. You've got to have the mindset and the methods. Once you've got that, it's just about putting the graft in, isn't it? It's about taking the action, mindset, methods, and action. Then you can do anything. You can do literally anything, can't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Thank you. Everyone, follow Ant. Reach out to him if you want some deals. He'll certainly find you some. And have a fantastic day. Thanks, Ant. Appreciate your time.
Cheers, Terry. Thanks very much.